So we learned the Gemara Chesam Ebeis about Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum. Then we learned the different Tanoim praise, different practices that the various Nochem have, the Persians and the Madiim and so on. There's what to pick up from the Umasana, but you have to have a Shelas Chacham first to find out whether it's acceptable or not, whether it blends in with our system of ethics or not. Okay. Then the Gemara says, and what seems to be a machlokes in the Mishnah, where the Kriya Shema has to be recited, Kriya Shema Shalayla has to be recited before Chatzais, looks like the machlokes Hatanaim. So the Gemara says, Halacha K'Rabbi Gamliel. Halacha K'Rabbi Gamliel, he says, all night long, there is no din of Chatzais. And that was the problem with the Rambam. Whether the Rambam seems to pass Halacha K'Rabbi Gamliel, that you can say Kriya Shema even after Chatzais. But he says, L'chatchila, you should say before Chatzos. So what do the Chachamim disagree? That even B'di'evad, you can't say before Chatzos. That's the machlokes. If you didn't say Kriya Shema before Chatzos, B'di'evad, should you say it or not? So what does he say? Ma'ase bonam based on Mishteh. And then he tells him, even according to the Chachamim, you should say Kriya Shema. That's exactly the machlokes from Gamliel Chachamim. So that's the problem. So the Mishkan Esanku suggests in his Sefer, maybe there never was a machlokes Satanoi. So that's problematic. It doesn't really read well in the next Gemara. It sounds like there is a machlokes. So that's a problem. Okay, there are problematic Rambams. It's not the first Shere Rambam. Okay. Yeah. So then we have two brises where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is quoted. Reb Shimon, whenever it says Reb Shimon in Mishnah, Stam Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Yeah. So the first brise is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's own opinion. The second brise is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, B'shem Rabbi Akiva. From the first brisa, he says, Pa'amim, sometimes, Adam Kari Kriya Shema, Shtei Pa'amim Balayla. He says, Kriya Shema twice the same night. Achas Kadim Shalom Amud HaShachar. Achas La'achas Yal Amud HaShachar. Yetz Be'em V'decha Vasa, Achas Shal Yoyim V'achas Shal Layla. So what do you mean? How is he Yetze, if it's Pa'amayim, if he reads Pa'amim, Odom Kari Kishma Pamayim Balayla, twice the same night, mean that after Alos HaShachar is night, Al Pidin. So how is the Yotzi Kriya Shema Shal Yom in the middle of the night? So the Gemara says, because Kriya Shema doesn't really depend on Yom Alayla, depends on Zman Kima and Zman Shchiva. So since there are people who are waking up then, even though it's Al Pidin, it's Layla, so you can be Yotzi Kriya Shema. That's what the Gemara answers. So we really don't hold like that, Bryce, because we have the Mishnah Megillah. That's where we left off last time. Mishnah Megillah says that Kol Davar Shemitzasa Bayom Kosher Kol Hayom. Kol Davar Shemitzasa Balayla Kosher Kol Halayla. What's an example of Davar Shemitzasa Bayom? That's Kosher Kol Hayom. Is Netilas Lulav and Hallel is all day long, and Tkiya Shofar is all day long. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says L'chatchila you shouldn't do that. If you did it after Alos HaShachar, you'd say, but L'chatchila you shouldn't do it before Hanetzacham. That's what we mentioned. There's a machlokes. The Poshib Shat in the Mishnah is that's a gzeira midirabban. Even though Mi'ikar Adin after Amud HaShachar is Yom, but L'chatchila midirabban, and you can make a mistake if you'll allow people to say Hallel after Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is a pitch black outside. Alos HaShachar today, I think, was 5 after 5 or something like that. Very early in the morning. It's pitch black outside. You can't even tell that it's Alos HaShachar. So the Boshim Shatah, it's Exerim and the Rabban. And it Dabash and Mitzvah Sabayim, L'chatchila shouldn't do it before HaNeitzachama, but after Alos HaShachar is good. And we mentioned that on the bottom of the page in the standard edition of the Yerushalmi, you have the Pirish of the author of the Sefer Haredim. He lived in the 1500s, Asfardi. So he writes that he thinks that it's a lechatchila deraisa. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. He thought that that's a lechatchila deraisa. Rav Soloveitchik used to say this in connection with the Ravid on the bottom of the Rif. In some Masechtos, they have Hasagas HaRavid. So in the beginning of Psochem, on the first page in the Rif of Psochem, the Mishnah says, Or le'abos b'adka mesachom etz la'or aner. What does it mean, Or le'abos osar? It doesn't mean the morning of Erev Pesach and the morning of the 14th of Nisan. Or le'abosar means the night before. We do b'dikas chametz le'el yudalet. So why is it called Or le'abosar? So the Gemara says, Lishna mal yenokat. Instead of saying Laila, it says Or, it's nicer way. So right, that's what it says in the Gemara. That's what it says in the Gemara. Lishna mal yenokat. So the Ravid says it's more than that. The Ravid says when it says Or, it means you can do the mitzvah before Tzeis al-Kochavim. You can do the mitzvah of Bdigas Chametz right after the Shkia. You don't have to wait till Tzeis Kacham. In the Shulchan Aruch, they don't accept this Shita Saraiva. Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't do Bdigas Chametz till Tzeis Kachavim. So the Rabbi says not so. All right, so we can suffer along with the Rabbi, it's a Din Rabbanu, Bdigas Chametz, big deal. So you can do it Bein HaShmash, Safek Rabbanu, Lekula. No, but the Rabbi says it on a Din D'Raisa also. He says whenever it says, or Hamapeles, the Gemara there quotes a Mishnah from Nida, Hamapeles, or Liyom Shmonim, or Liyom Mem. A woman gives birth to a baby. My wife had 9 babies, so when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, my wife will be obligated to bring 9 sets of karbonis. Every time you have a baby, you have to bring a set of karbonis. What if you have twins? We didn't have any twins. One daughter has 2 sets of twins, but we didn't have any twins. What if you have twins? So the din is that you only have to bring 1 set of karbonis. What if it's not twins? What if a woman, let's say, has a miscarriage? Also have to bring a set of karbonis. If the baby had a tzuris havlat, if the pregnancy was terminated on purpose by itself, whatever. Pregnancy was terminated before Mem Yom, so there was no tzuris havlat, then there's no chiv to bring a set of karbonis for that nefel. But if there was a nefel that had a tzuris havlat doesn't begin till after 40 days, usually 43rd day, 44th day. When you go to the baby doctor, they have books where they have pictures what the fetus looks like after 43 days. It's an inch by an inch, the whole thing. But if it looks like a gingerbread man, looks like a little cookie that has a tzura sodom on it. The whole thing is so tiny. So that's it's not before 40 days. Not before 40 days. So the tzura savlad is what counts over here. So the Mishnah has a din. Let's say a woman gives birth to a boy. So the malos is 40 days. He made tumah is 7 days. He made tohar is 33 days. May tohar means him, she has dam. With a maratome, if she has dam in the 33 days, it's tar. And if she gave birth to a baby girl, so you make tumah is 14 days, tamah shuaim kenidosa, she's tumah for 2 weeks, and then she has 66, you make tohar. Even if she has a riyaz dam with a maratome, it's going to be tohar. So then, the Mishnah says, what if she has a baby? What if she has a baby within that malos? The first baby was a girl. So the malos is 80 days. If she had a boy, it takes 7 days till she becomes tar. And even if the husband and wife are going to violate the dinim, but the old malos is only 40 days, and it's source of lad. Is that nikah till after 42, 43 days? It's impossible if she has a baby on the last day. So let's say she had a baby girl. So the malos is 80 days. So she has another baby. It's going to be a nefel. She gives birth to another nefel that added tzuris havlad within the malos of the first baby. So she's not mechuyev to bring separate set of karbonis. It's covered with 1 set of karbonis. So the Mishnah is Hava Machlokes Besilim Beshamai. You can't bring, the Yoledis has a malos of 40 days or 80 days, and the last 33 days or the last 66 days, if it's a boy or a girl, is Yimei Tohar. Even if she has a Riyaz Dam with a Maratomi, the dinner says Tohar. That's until Seisa Kachavim of the 40th day or the 80th day. The night following is no longer Yimei Tohar. That's, if she has Dam, then she'll become Tmeya. But she can't bring the set of Karbonis till the morning of the Yom Pei Aleph or the Yom Mem Aleph. So what if she's, and if she would be Mapil of Lad within the 40 days, that's impossible, within 80 days. She's Mapil another Vlad within the 80 days. So since Tocham Lo, so she's not Mechiv to bring a separate carbon. So what if she's Mapeles or Leom Pei Aleph? She's Mapeles of Lad, Leil Pei Aleph. Do you say, B'negeh to Tum of the Tara, you make Tohar Arover? So the Malos is over at the Tzeis HaKachavim of Pei Aleph. But you can't bring the Karbonis on his, you can't bring the Karbonis Ayoledis to the morning of Pei Aleph. So maybe the Malos is not over yet, B'negeh to Havos Karbonis. That's a shayla why they call Laila's Mechusas Man and Laila's not Mechusas Man. Whether the malos is over, benegeh to tumah v'tara. They say the malos is over, benegeh to karbonis also. There's a din, you can't bring any karbonis balayla. That's a din, all karbonis. You can't bring any karbonis balayla. But it's not that the malos is not. The malos is over already. It says, of Yom Pei, the malos is over. And it's already this man that you mukhayev, theoretically mukhayev to bring the carbon, your letters already, but you can't bring it till the morning. God is saying, no, Laila is mukhusas. Man is considered as if the malosa is not yet over, benegeh to hakrovas carbonus, and she's mapelis, or liom pe aleph, then she's only mukhayev to bring one set of carbonus. So that's a machlekes in the Mishnah. A mapelis, or liom pe aleph, whether she mukhayev to bring two sets of carbonus or one set. So what does it say, or? So the Rabbi holds that what the Rabbi writes. It's not a chiddush. The Rabbi writes that, not our interpretation. The Rabbi on the first page on the Rif, on the bottom of the page, and Psochim says, since the, just like Orli Abosa means after Shkia, the din sets in, so he says over here also, if she's Mapelis after the Shkia, even though there's a period of time that's been Ashmashis, around 20, 25 minutes at Sofi Gam, Sofi Glailo, over here it's not a Sofi Gam, Sofi Glailo, here it's Orli, Orli Yom Pei Aleph. The day ends al pidin when you get to Tumah Tabit, and the day ends when you get to this din when you get with Shkia. And you don't say that Ben Ashmash is a Safik, I'm Safik Lam. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, you see from the Ravid that there is some dinim that depend on Yom when the sun is shining, from Zvicha to Shkia, that there are dinim depend on Yom when there's light outside. So from Alos al Shachar, it's already Vada Yom. Yushalmi points out, how come from Alos al Shachar till Zvicha is Vadayom, and from Shkia till Tzeisel Kocham is a Safik Yam Safik Laila. How come it's not symmetrical? Yerushalmi says that's the din. We don't understand why that's the din. So the Mishnah says, so there's room to say that this Lachatchila, that's how the Sefer Charedim understood, this Mishnah and Megillah, that Lachatchila shouldn't do Netilas Lulav. Tosfos quotes over here the bottom Tosfos on Chesam Beis that you really shouldn't daven Shachris and you really shouldn't say Kriyas Shema before Mishiyakim and Tchelus Lekarsia and Tchelus Lelovan, the different opinions in the Mishnah. Mishiyakir or Mishiyakir is Chaver Berichuk Dal Ramas. Mishiyakir is way after Alos Al Shachar. Here, the Tosfos on Tesam the base, the second Tosfos on the top, talks about what does it mean, Shiachas Chaver, Berichuk Dalaramas. Who is the Chavero? So they quote Yerushalmi, you mean a Chavero that you don't really know him that well. If you don't know who the person is, you won't recognize him even if he's Tochtal, even Tochtal Ramas. If you're very friendly with the person, you can tell him walking down the block, even if it's an hour before, even if it's the middle of the night sometimes, you can tell the way the person walks. If it's Mishakas Chaber, Berichuk Dal Ramas, he does know him so well, he knows him a little bit, so then that's called Mishiyakir. So when is Mishiyakir? So the Pashto says, there is no fixed amount of time. Every day is going to be different. Some Achronim even say that if there were street lights outside, so Mishiyakir is earlier. In Europe they didn't have lamps in the street, but they had sometimes snow. They would have the street would be full of snow. So because there was bright snow, white snow outside, it was clean. The people didn't mess it up yet. So it would be lit up in the middle of the night, like by us when you have the lights on. So Mashiach would be earlier. And others say, no, you have to disregard the snow and disregard the lamps. When would it be Mashiach if there wouldn't be any snow and there wouldn't be any lamps? But Moshe Feinstein said that here in New York, he tested it out many times. He thinks Mashiach is between 35 minutes and 40 minutes before. I thought it's between 30 and 35 minutes. I thought it's very little time, but no, it's not more. Other shuls hold that Mashiach is 55 minutes before sunrise. I don't see how that's possible. They have very good eyes. How can be Mashiach? You can't see anything. It's pitch black 50 minutes before. So lechatchila, you really shouldn't say bracha and tefillah before Mishiyakir, and lechatchila, you really shouldn't say kriyashma then, right? You shouldn't daven then, but if it's a big shas hatchak, you have no choice, and it's after alos hashachar. Alos hashachar al pidin is yom. The Tosfos writes the last few lines on ches on the base, and the bottom Tosfos had the nokat hashial amud hashachar. Lav davke miyad. You shouldn't say Kriya Shema right after Amud HaShachar. At 5:20 already, you say Kriya Shema. Tosoch lahamten luch alapochus mishiyakir. So you gotta wait a while.
Listen, would that be, if a person does it on purpose, would that be Baal Tigra? If a person on purpose decides to daven at that time?
The Mishnah Berurah quotes such a concept that Bal Tigra could be, there's such a Rashba in Rosh Hashanah, that if a person, let's say, wears a tefillin that only has three parshas, so he wears tzitzis, only has tzitzis in three corners. So the Rashba said, that's not a violation. Rashi writes on Chumash, that's a violation of Bal Tigra. So the Rashba is not happy with that. The Beis Halevi has a whole essay about this. So he says, the Rashba said, that's not Bal Tigra. He didn't do the mitzvah. He failed to fulfill the mitzvah of the tefillin. I didn't do the mitzvah of tzitzis, because the dalet tzitzis, we pask in dalet tzitzis, I'm akim zezeh. So the Rashba says, the only time it's Bal Tigra is the example that's given by the Mishnah in Zvachim. You have a korban that's supposed to have four zrikas, but even if he did one zrika, we pask, and that is good enough. So you did one zrika, instead of doing four, he did it lachatchila, but it's only acceptable by the even. So that's what the Beis Halevi says. If tchelis is available, a person doesn't bother to put in tchelis, he only puts in lavan, that's Bal Tigra. Because he did lachatchila, but only is acceptable by the even. So it could be over here, this would be Bal Tigra. If lachatchila, you're really supposed to say kriyashma, mishayakir, and he does lachatchila, shaloi kedin. He does lachatchila, but it's only good by the even. Could be that would be Bal Tigra. The Mishnah Berurah has, Nabir Alochi has such a suggestion. And whenever a person does a mitzvah in a form that yotze b'dyeved, but not lachatchila, so that will be a violation of Bal Tigra. That could be. So again, so the Mishnah says that lachatchila you really shouldn't do any of the mitzvahs that is man and bayom before Hanetz Achama, but b'dyeved if you did after Alos HaShachar yotze, because after Alos HaShachar is yom. And that's a machlekes, whether that lachatchila is a lachatchila deraisa, lachatchila derabbonim. Poshe pshat that is lachatchila derabbonim. You shouldn't allow people to shake the lulav on Leil Shavuos. There's a meaning that people stay up and they learn all night long. So people are exhausted when it comes to morning. So really, you should wait to daven, shachris, mishayakir. You should wait in such a way to say kriyashma right before Hanetz Achama and nishmanes right after Hanetz Achama. So the Prima Gaon quotes that some are mekel that you're allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei earlier because it's a Shas Hatrak, because people are half asleep, people are so exhausted. So the mekel that you can daven Shmoneh Esrei, that's a machlokes. Do you say Shmoneh Esrei? Also, lechatchila you shouldn't daven Shachris before Hanetz Achama. The Mishnah Megillah says that Dov Shemitzvah Salayom, either lechatchila deraisa, lechatchila derabban, you shouldn't shake the lulim, you shouldn't say Hallel, and you shouldn't blow shofar before Hanetz Achama. So does that lachatchila apply to the Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris also? So the Mishnah Berurah claims that Roiv Achreinim hold that it applies to the Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris as well. Lachatchila, it's not right to daven before Hanetz Achama, but b'dyeved if you did, yes. And others disagree, and they say, what are you talking about? But on the Beis Hamikdash every day, they did lachatchila like that. They brought the Tamid Shal Shachar every day before Hanetz Achama. And the whole Zmanim, all the Zmanim of the davening, we instituted Midrabbanan parallel to the Zmanim of Akros HaKabbanah. So since in the Beis HaMikdash, they did it lachatchila like that every day. They brought the Tom Shal Shachar way before Hanetz HaChama, so we're allowed to us. And the Mishnah Berurah claims that Rav Achreinim disagree with that, and they hold no, in Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim's Rizmeim. So you don't make Gzeirah Derabbanan there that you shouldn't allow them to bring the Tom Shal Shachar to left Hanetz HaChama, because Kohanim sees them, they're not going to make a mistake. They're not going to do it balayla. Mishnah says they once did make a mistake, and they brought it balayla, and they heard Tziul Beis HaSreifa. It was possible. The Mishnah in Yuma describes like that. So that's what Mishnah Berurah thinks. That Roy Bachreinim think like that. Others think that it's our Bitzele Petterburger. Rabbi Yitzchok Blaza has a whole tshuva. What's the name of his sefer? Rabbi Yitzchok Blaza's tshuvas. Pri-Yitzchok. So in the Pri-Yitzchok, he has a whole tshuva where he thinks that Pri-Chadosh is right. His tshuvas are very strong. He does like detective work. He quotes the Rishon, and what does the Rishon say over there? What does he checks all the Gemaras, and he proves, you can't argue with him. He always proves his point. He quotes the tshuvas of Rajma, and a Rajma there, and a Rajma here, and a Gemara and that. You can't argue. It doesn't say Svaris. Just everything is black and white by him. So he thinks that Pri-Chadosh is right. Pri-Chadosh holds it's mutar lachatchila to daven shachris before Hanetz Achama all the time, not just on Shavuos, because it's a big Shas Hatrak. He says if you daven shachris before Hanetz Achama, you'll be losing the hider of Vosikin. Vosikin, it says the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yeruchim Shamish, lifnei Yarech Dor Dor, Yeruchim Shamish. The Jewish people demonstrate that Yiras Hashem as the sun is rising. How do they demonstrate Yiras Hashem? By reciting Kriya Shema right before the sun rises and by saying Shema Nesri right after. That's Kriya Shema Kivah Sikhan. So if a guy's going to daven Shema Nesri of Shachas before Hanetzach Hama, so he'll be forfeiting the Hidur of a Sikhan. But a lot of people don't daven with Sikhan. How many people in the class daven with Sikhan? Maybe one or two. Most people do not daven with Sikhan. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, his Jewish Rabbi Yitzchak, he thinks the Pichodesh is right. He thinks that's more correct. That it's even mutar lachatchila, the Dam Shachris every day before Hanetzach Hama, because in the Beis Hamikdash they brought the Tomash HaShachar every day way before Hanetzach Hama. They didn't have that. And the Zman of the Tchila, we instituted Midir Rabbanan parallel to the Zmanim of the Karbonis. So again, so there's a difference here between the first version of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, excuse me. First version, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and the second one is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'shem Rabbi Akiva. In the first one, he says that between Alois HaShachar and Hanetzach Hama is Dina Kelaylo. And second one, he says Dina Kiyom. So that's a Pella. The first one is against the Mishnah Megillah. The Rishonim ask it, the Rashba asks it, he works hard on the Kasha, but it's a Pella. The Pashto says that we assume like the second version of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'shem Rabbi Akiva, that after Halos HaShachar, before Hanetzach Hama is Yom Alpidin b'di'evet, if you say Halo then, so b'di'evet you will be Yotze, if you daven Shachris, and if you shake a lulav and you hear Tkiyas, b'shas Hatchak, you're allowed to do it l'hatchilo, shlo b'shas Hatchak, b'di'evet you would be Yotze like that. So that's problematic. How can the first brisa of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai hold that after Alos HaShachar is Laila? The Gemara proves it from Psukim that after Alos HaShachar is Yom. The Gemara quotes Psukim from the beginning of the building of the Bais Sheni. When they're building a Bais Sheni, so I think the Kusim are giving him a hard time. No, the Kusim, they had a lot of antagonists there. So they had when they were building, so they had people stand guard with rifles to make sure that the others don't destroy what they're building. So it says, and all night long they had to stand guard to make sure that they don't undo what they did. So it says, V'hayalanu halayla l'mishma b'hayom l'malocha, something like that. The first daf in Pesachim, the Gemara quotes the pasuk. So it says, V'hayom, and it says that they were doing the work of building Beis HaMikdash from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim. So you see, from Alos HaShachar is Yom. That's how the Gemara proves it. So how can the first version of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai say that from Alos HaShachar is still Laila? The only one exception to the rule is Benegir to Kriya Shema, because that depends on Zman Kimo. So since there are people waking up, so it can be Yotze Kriya Shema after Alos HaShachar. But all the other mitzvahs like Lulav and Shofar and Tzitzis, so we say that after Alos HaShachar is still Dinika Laila. Until when? Until Hanetzach Hama. It's a Hapella. That's the first version is a Pella. Anyway, so the second version is what we accept. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, b'shem Rabbi Akiva. Three lines from the bottom. It says, Pamim, sometimes, Adam Kari Kriya Shema Shtei Pamim Bayoim. He reads Kriya Shema twice in the same day. Achas Karim Hanetzach Hama. Yotze Bohem Midei Chavasa. Achas Shal Yom, Achas Shal Laila. Yeah. Why? Because after Alois HaShachar, before Hanetzach Hama is Yom, and nonetheless, since there are people who are still sleeping then, so then you can be Yotze, if it's a big Shas Chatchak, you can be Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Laila at that time. Yeah, so that's the Shita that we accept. We pass like Reb Shem Baruch Reb Shem Reb Akiva, that after Alos HaShachar is Dina Ki Yom, it's not Dina Ki Laila. Then the Gemara quotes, Amar Abach Reb Chanina, second line from the top of Tesamid Aleph, Amar Abach Reb Chanina, we paskan like the second price. Then the Gemara says, what does that go on? So Rashi says this goes on the first price. Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi goes on the first price where Reb Shimon bar Yochai said on his own name that you can say Kriya Shema Shel Laila if it's before Alois HaShachar. You didn't say Kriya Shema yet, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning. And Alos HaShachar is something like 5:05 or 5:20 this morning, something like that. So when you say Kriya Shema Shel Laila after Chatzos, even though it's before Alos HaShachar, even though it's Vaday Laila, you can't say Hashkivenu. Why not? Akari Kriya Shema Rashi says, Kari Kriya Shema Shel Laila Shachri Samach Lamud Al Shachar. He says it late, 4:45. It's 5 o'clock, and Alos Al Shachar is 5:05. So he's saying Kriya Shma Shalai Samach Lamud Al Shachar. Lo Yama Hashkivenu Sheino Zman Tchila Shchiva El Zman Sof Shchiva. So Rashi learns Belach Al Yama Hashkivenu. You have to say Hashkivenu at the time of Tchila Shchiva. And Tchila Shchiva has to be before Chatzos. Tosfos quotes the Rashi, Belach Al Yama Hashkivenu. Pirush because it goes on the first price of Reb Shem Baichoy. Wow. And Tosfos disagrees. Nevili, Doz Vada Zman Shchiva Humatz Al Yama Hashkivenu. Even though it's not the Zman of Tchila Shchiva, Tosfos says, no, it goes on the second brisa, that you can sometimes be Yotze Kriya Shma Shalaila after Alos HaShachar is already Yom, so then it doesn't make sense to say Hashkivenu. Then Vachaliyam Hashkivenu. Pirusha Sambi Kutzi declare Kodem Anetz, the Salik Minei. After Alos HaShachar, but before Alos HaShachar, even though it's after Chatzos, so Tosfos says you can't say Hashkivenu. Yeah. I think that's how we assume Shulchan Aruch, like the Tosfos, no?
Rabbi said we pass on the second version, or really pass on like both, we pass on that you
could
read Krishna.
The one Nakuda, that this, the side point that they're arguing, whether after Allah from Alos HaShachar till Hanetzacham is Yom HaLaila, so the first price is Tamua. You have to reinterpret it somehow, but the simple reading, the first price is that it's Laila. That's against the Mishnah Megillah. Nobody in Megillah, they don't quote any Tana who disagrees with the Mishnah. So we really hold like the second price. So you got to reinterpret the first price. I don't know. We pass like both prices. That is correct. Yeah. Yeah. So how do we pass on halach lemaisa on this story? Can you still be out to Kriya Shma Shalaila after Alos HaShachar? The first price says you can be out to Kriya Shma Shalaila after Chatzos before Alos HaShachar. The second price, it quotes Rabbi Akiva, can even be out to Kriya Shma Shalaila after Hanetzachama, even though it's Vada Yom Al Pidin. So that's what the Gemara says, Kedai Rab Shimon Lis Mechala B'Shas Hadchak. Since the second Brai says Rab Shimon B'Choy, Shem Rabbi Akiva, it sounds perhaps that it's a Shita Sayochet, we really shouldn't Paschal like that. The guy's saying Kriyashma Bayom, after Alos HaShachar is Yom. He's saying Kriyashma Shalaila Bayom, because some people are still sleeping then. So since it's a Shas Hadchak, they came back from a wedding. They attended the wedding of the son of Rabbi Shlomo Levi. The two Zuga de Rabbana, the pair of Talmidim, Zuga de Rabbana, pair of Bachrim, Ishtaka, they got drunk, they hilula the bread of Rabbi Shlomo Levi at the wedding. Hilula is a wedding of the son of Rabbi Shlomo Levi. And then it was ready after Alos HaShach, and they asked Rabbi Shlomo Levi, should they say Kriyashma? With the bracha, so they said, Kedai Rabbi Shlomo Levi, Mechala B'Shas Adcha. It's really a shita sayochid, but that's a klal in psak halacha. Kedai hu raplein on this mochal b'shas atchak. This appears in the Gemara so many different times. Here on the side of the Gemara, in the Masoras HaShas, they give you all the cross references. Every single case is talking about a case de rabbanim. In the first perek in Nida, it's talking about the meisleis lemafreya. When a woman has a rias Nida, so let's say 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock in the afternoon, she has a rias nida, so we assume maybe v'choshish mid the rabbanon, the chumah mid rabbanon for kachim and taris and truma, kachim and truma, maybe she really had the rias nida up until 24 hours earlier, meis leis earlier. So the Gemara says that's only mid the rabbanon. So if she touched a lot of things, then it's got to be hefsed meruba, $1,000 worth of hefsed mammon, because if you touch kelim, so you can be tovel a kelim in a mikveh. If you touch echlam a mashkim, it's tummy. So it's going to be a big hefsid, you can't use it. So the Gemara says there in Nida, if it's a big hefsid merubah, kedayu lis mechala b'shas hatchak, those who disagree, those who don't hold from the din of tumas meisleis lemafreya. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mamhei, talks about muktzah. All the Gemaras are talking about dinam derabbanan. The Gemara Gittin is also talking about all dinam derabbanan. So that's why Ruba the Ruba of the Paschim hold that the kedayu raplein lis mechala b'shas hatchak, we say yochad derabim malachay kerabim. But the Shita Sayachid, we don't assume that he made a mistake, that he's dead wrong. He's rejected, and his bitl turn. Now we say, number one, Elo v'Elo Divrei Kim Chayim, When you learn the Shitas HaYachid and you spend a lot of time, it's not Bittul Torah. Zimeli Kim Chaim, there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. It is a Heftza Shal Torah, provided that he was using the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. Stam, a guy writes a book and he writes a Dvar B'Telem. So that's not Heftza Shal Torah. There used to be a fellow who he put out a few Svarim. He writes in his sefer, he was a European and he came to America. He was a shamus in a shul. So he writes and he claims that in Europe he was a rav, and he was going on the subway in New York. This was 80 years ago. He put out this farm, and the goyim beat him up. They popped him on the head. They beat him up, and he forgot a lot of his learning. So there may be some mistakes in his sefer. Awful mistakes. His farm are awful, ridiculous. Oh, everything he writes is wrong. So he writes this farm, but we know him in advance that it's wrong. You don't say Eilu Eilu Diri L'Kim Chaim. When you read that sefer, you don't get Schar for Talmud Torah. We know it's wrong. The only time you say Eilu Eilu that you get Schar for Talmud Torah is if the person is healthy and he said things based on Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. So even if we don't accept the Shita L'Halacha because he was outvoted by the Rab, Yachad V'Rab Malacha G'Rab, Zapasik Acharab L'Hatas, he followed the majority opinion, but it does mean that the Shita Sayochid was incorrect. When you spend time learning Shita, so that's a kiyama mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There is a kiyama mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's one level. That one is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not bittul Torah, even though we don't follow that shita. And then number two, the Mishkan and Siyankiv has on Daf Yud Aleph in his sefer on Brochus, and the Kohelet Siyankiv he writes everything b'kitzah, but he has a longer paragraph on this. So he says, sometimes Eilu Diri L'Kim Chaim is even relevant to Halacha L'Maisa. So he gave a lot of examples. He said, Orlo B'chutz L'Aretz. So the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, all the mitzvahs HaTluyos B'Aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. All the agricultural mitzvahs, they don't apply in Chutz L'Aretz, with a few exceptions to the rule. So one exception to the rule is Orlo. If you plant a tree, even on the Chumash in Parshas Kedoshim, it says, Kisavoy Al Ha'aretz. When a titan called Eitz Meichel. And Chumash only says it with respect to planting trees in Eretz Yisrael. But the Mishnah says that Orla B'chutz L'Aretz has to be observed. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether it's a din der Rabbanan, and Hilchas Medina, it's only a din der Rabbanan, or it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So most assume that it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, they assume it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So even though it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina, and that's a din deraisa, the Mishnah nonetheless said that Safek Arlo B'chutz L'Aretz is mutter. And the Gemara says, even a Safek Arlo, which you can be Mevara Bekal, let's say there's a Pardes, and Arlo applies even if it's owned by non-Jews, and the Goy is selling fruits, you can easily walk into the Pardes and ascertain from which tree he plucked off the fruits, and every tree has a sign on it when it was planted. You can easily ascertain whether it's Orla or not. So the Mishnah says you don't even have to investigate. Safek Orla B'chutz L'Aretz is Lahokil, even if it's Efshel Levar Bekal. It's more Lahokil than if it would have been a Din de Rabbanon, Safek de Rabbanon the Kula. Safek Rabbanon the Kula doesn't apply if it's a Safek Shefshel Levar Bekal. But here, Safek Orla B'chutz L'Aretz, they run on the riff in the end of the first Perkin Kedushin, has an expression. He coined the phrase, he says, and any Safek Koldahu. If it's any Safek Kolda, you go Lekulam. Even a Safek Shef Shalavar. So he said, that's why the din says, HaKol HaMekom Baretz HaLacha Kamo Yisrael B'chutz L'Aretz. Whenever there's a Machlokes in Hilchus Orlo, and there's the majority opinion is L'chumra, and the minority opinion is L'hakel, so in Eretz Yisrael, we would follow the majority, but in Chutz L'Aretz, a Safek Kolda was enough to be Mekom. So Safek Kolda B'chutz L'Aretz, not only a Safek in Mitzias, I don't remember when I have a bush. I don't remember when I planted the bush, but 5 years ago, or 3 years ago, I don't remember when. There's no way to ascertain. So not only a Safek in Metzias, you go look at even a Safek in Din. And even a Machlekes HaTanoim is also called a Safek in Din, even though we pass on like the majority. Because that's at least a Safek called them. Or the same by Avelus. Shmuel says, the Gemara in the third parak, I might quote Shmuel a few times, that whenever there's a machlokes, if the chacham is a if Moshe Feinstein or Shad Yeskrav Soloveitchik, they have the right to paskin l'chumra if they think that it makes more sense l'chumra. Yes, someone else, he doesn't have a personal nitiya one way or the other. Just knows the machlokes haposkim. So then the din is any sofik oldahu, you have a right to go l'kulam. Sofik avelus l'hokil is more then Safik the Rabban Lekulam. And that's what the Ramban in the Sefer Torah Sa'odam quotes the Taisus in Erevin, which we have. We have that Taisus in Erevin that he's quoting. It's on the Daf in Erevin where the Gemara says all the Klolim. Whenever the Machlek is Avinu Rav Ashi, how do you pass? Whenever the Machlek is Tanoim, Rav Meir Rav Yudah, Lachik Rav Yudah, Rav Shimon Rav Yudah. The Gemara has one whole Daf, Menvav, or something like that. The Gemara has a whole Daf Gemara. But they give you all the Kloli HaPsak by Tanoim and Amoraim. So Taisus writes on that Daf, on the Amud Aleph, they quote the Tshuvas HaGoyim, and the Goyim are of the opinion that Abelis Yom Rishon is a Din Darais. The first day of Shiva is a Din Darais. Mechaber Paskins like that for Svardim, that Abelis Yom Rishon is Darais. And the rest of the Shiva is only the Rabban. The Ramah Paskins for Ashkenazim, even Abelis Yom Rishon is also Lav Darais. So the Taisus quotes from the Tshuvas HaGoyim that even if one were to assume that Abelis Yom Rishon is a Din Darais, you still say Halachik Kedavad Mekol Bavel. So it's not based on Safik Darabon Lekula. They're saying even if Avelis Yambishan is Daraisa, you still go Lekula. So that's, it must be a Pasuk somewhere. So that's what the Ramban has a Pasuk in the Torah Sodom. The Ramban has a Pasuk in the Mishkan is Yankiv didn't know what the Pasuk is. He didn't have the Ramban in the Torah Sodom. So he was Mechaben Anzon. He figured out the same Pasuk that the Ramban said. He said also that all the dinim of Avelis, if you hold Avelis Yambishan is Daraisa, are based on the pasuk lo yitama, that the kohen, there's a machloekes satanoim. It says if the kohen's sister died, the kohen is not allowed to be mitame lemeisim, beginning of Parshas Emor, except if it's one of the seven relatives. So it says if it's the sister who died, shalohoi salish lo yitama. So there's a machloekes satanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, whether lo yitama is a chayva or lo yitama is a rishus. So we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, lo yitama is a chayva. Kohen is b'chayv to be mitame. So that's the marker for Kavod HaMeis. That's the marker. The Rambam writes, that's the marker. Kemat Mefurish in the Gemara like that, in the third parak of my cut. That pasuk, Lo Yitama, is the marker for the Chiyah Bavelis Deraisa, Bavelis Yamrish and Deraisa, based on that pasuk. And in that parsha of Tumas Meis, Tumas Kohanim, that the Kohen is Allah Nabi Mitame LeMeisim, so the Sifra has a drasha. The Kohen is only Mitame if he's a Vade relative. If the one who died is a Suffolk, whether he's my relative or not, so my mother remarried soon after the first husband died, so we don't know whether the baby is from the second husband or from the first husband. You don't know my half-brother with that person or not at all. So the Sifra says in that case that whenever there's a suffix, you go look, you're not betame. So what that means, whenever there's a suffix, you don't observe avelos. That's the mocha, that suffix avelos is lekulam. So we say, even if it's a machlokes yochid verabim, halachik de'ramekol ba'ovam, whenever there's a suffix hold the who, you go lekula. So you have it by dinim deraisa, you have it by orla b'chutz lorenz, and you have it by avelis, even if avelis yambishan is deraisa, you have it by avelis, halachik de'ramekol ba'ovam, then you have it benegeta, the dinim also, that the shitas hayochid is not, we don't assume that the shitas hayochid who was outvoted is dead wrong. We don't accept the shita halacha lemaisa, but it is considered a suffix hold the who. So it's negeya to other dinim as well. So that's the shaila over here. What if you have a din, suffik the rabbana lekula, so there's a machlekes hataraim, and have a big, so is this a suffik? When you have a machlekes yochid v'ram, is that a suffik? No. You say, acharam lahatis, you follow the majority opinion. But if it's a big shas hatraka, a big hefsed meruba, those are the gemaras, the gemara in the first perik in Nida is a big hefsed meruba. Here it's a big shas hatraka, they were drunk. And then they came to ask a shaila. It's already after lo sashachar. Can they be yoytzik kriyas shma shalaylo? So he says, "Kedai Rab Shimon lis mechala b'shas hatchak. B'shas hatchak, there's room to be made like the shita sayoch." So the pashup shat is, it's a din derabbanan. You're talking about a din derabbanan over here. You're not talking about a din deraisa. The din of chatzai is only derabbanan. So the real suffik derabbanan lekul is if it's the suffik ashakol. Something close to 50-50. Here it's nowhere close to 50-50. So still, since you're dealing with a din derabbanan, and it is a shas hatrak, either because of a hefsed merubah or because they were drunk and they're going to miss kriyashma. So we say, with a little stretch, we say, even the shita sayachid who was outvoted is kedai rab shimlis mechal mishal. That too is called the suffik derabbanan lekula. Pash, this is, it doesn't apply if you're dealing with a din deraisa. You can't say Kedai Rab Shimon Lis Mechal B'Shas Hatchak on a Din Deraisa. Even if it would have been a real Sofik, a 50-50 Sofik, it still says Sofik Deraisa L'Chumr. So the Pashto says there's a Taz, it says not so. Machlokes the Taz in the Shach. when they talk about chodosh bizman hazeh b'chutzlo. So the Taz writes that kedai rab shimon lismachal, kedai rab plen lismachal b'shas hatchak, even if chodosh is deraisa b'chutzlo. So the pashtus is like the shach, and then the kudus hakesev, that the Taz is wrong. Rabbi Yosef Engel on this daf in the Gilyani Hashas also quotes, Ruba de Ruba Bachranim say like the Shach, that Kedai Rab Shimon Lismachal B'Shas Hatchak only applies to Dinim de Rabbonon, because with a stretch we declare it as if it's a Sufik Olduhu, and he quotes one of the Achranim and made a mistake. One of the Achranim made a mistake like the Taz, said that applies even to a Din Darais. How can it apply to a Din Darais? A Sufik Darais, a Lechumr. With a stretch you consider it a Sufik, on a Din de Rabbonon, a Sufik de Rabbonon, a Kulip, and on a Din de Raisa doesn't apply. What? Yeah, because we assume that Mikra Adin, it's really all night long. And yeah. The Pashtus is that we assume it's a... What's the problem? What's wrong with saying Kriya Shema? I mean, he's going to say the brochas of Kriya Shema. He's going to say brocha levatola. So the Ashkenazim hold that brocha levatola is only the Rabbon. To say Kriya Shema itself, that's not an avera. Shadis de Rabbeinu Yonah says he's going to say the brochas with the Kriya Shema. So the brochas, the brocha levatola, the Chachmei Ashkenaz hold that brocha levatola is only the Rabbon. Yeah. Pashtun says it only applies to Dinim de Rabbon. Yeah. We said some of the poskim say by heter agunas, they say if a man drowns in mayim she'en lahem sof. I think we discussed this before Yom Tov. No, if a man drowns in mayim she'en lahem sof. So the Gemara in the end of Yevamos tells a story that Mr. Chosa drowned. That was the man's name, Chosa, Chesam Mechava, and one of the Amoraim says Hoalekim, he swears b'shem Hashem achluhu kavre lechosa. Poor Mr. Chasa was eaten up by the fish. The fish ate up Mr. Chasa. So Rabbi Kevega and the Gilyan Hashas on the side of the Gemara there, Amid Beis, towards the end of Yevamos, Rabbi Kevega quotes from the Rishonim, the Mordechai Nagos Maimoni. How does he swear that Chasa was eaten up by the fish? We're machma that the wife is not allowed to remarry. So it means we're not so convinced that he's dead. There's a far out chance that he's still alive. That is, he swear that he's dead. So the Rishonim answer, you know, I know, we all know, the guy's dead. 100% he's dead. So for all intents and purposes, the man is dead. There's a chumra mid rabbanim that mayim she'en lahem sof, she shouldn't remarry. And if by mistake the bezdin paskin, she's allowed to remarry him, this is loy teitze. If the bezdin by mistake paskin, she can marry, she went and she got married, so she doesn't have to get divorced, and this is loy teitze. So there, by mayim she'en lahem sof, that min ha-teru, she really is muteris lihinasi. We know the husband is dead. It's just a chumr mid rabbanon. Some of the achranim even said, it's not even a chumr mid rabbanon that she's not allowed to remarry. The chumr was that the bezin should work harder till they come up with a heta. Because they can always come up with a heta. You're always going to have a trei rube. That's what the achranim came up with, that heta, and they say it sounds in the Ramban like that, in the Mechamis. Whenever you have a double roif, we spoke about the double roif. Mishkan Isaka writes that he was Talmud learning in Valojin by Rab Chaim Valojin. He remembers that he passed in Halacha that Trei Rubei Yemekel B'mayim She'en Lahem Sof. The story was a man was walking on a bridge in the winter and he slipped on the bridge and he fell down and the whole river on the bottom was iced over. People would walk there. They would go sometimes where I go in the summertime, so there's a lake there, so in the winter it's so cold you can drive a jeep on top of the ice and it won't sink. The ice is mamish like a floor. So the man fell from the bridge with his head down. His skull banged into the ice. That was enough to kill you on the impact. The rive is that people would get killed when they fall five flights in the head first and you fall on the concrete, you're going to get killed. So miracle of miracles, it made a hole and the whole body went through and they couldn't retrieve the body because the whole river was covered over with ice. So that was, he drowned in Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. So that's a chumr mid rabbanim. And in Torah, we all know that the guy is dead. No two ways about it. And mid rabbanim, the shaila is, they have to ask the woman, Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, she's not a remarried. So he, Mishkan Sanger writes, he remembers when he was a teenager, he was in Valojin, Rab Chaim Valojin, and Paskin Lo'akil, because you have trei rubi, you have a double roi. Most of the time, you will have a double roi. Number one, most people that fall down five flights ahead first on such an icy floor will get killed from the impact. The brain is going to get crushed. And even if he didn't get killed from the impact, then he drowned in the river below. So most people who drown are not going to find a cave under the water. So you have a double rove over here. Usually you have a double rove. Let's say there was an airplane exploded in midair, and then it crashes, goes into the ocean, or crashes on the ground, and everything burns. So the one rove is when an airplane explodes in midair, all the people get killed right away. And even if the guy didn't get killed, when it went into the ocean, or when it crashed on the ground, then the whole thing burns. So then the rove is that the guy's going to die from the fire. The guy's going to die from drowning. So ruba de ruba of the cases of Maim Sheinah himself, you're always going to have a trei ruba. So one of the Achrayim writes in the Tshuvas that he has on Heter Agunas, the Tanoim never meant to ask Maim Sheinah himself. They just meant the Rabbanim have to work hard until they'll come up with a Heter of a trei ruba. And ruba de ruba, you're always going to have a case of a trei ruba. Why do they have to invent this Chumra Maim Sheinah himself if they never meant it? So that's what some of the Achrayim write like this. We discussed this in class.
No?
I just spoke about it last week, maybe in the Beis Medrash with someone. There's a Rashi in the beginning of the second parak in Sukkah. The other guys are learning that. So Rashi in the first daf in the second parak in Sukkah writes that during the period of the Bahishes, based on Gemara, during the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim had trouble from the Tzedukim. They didn't accept the Torah Shabbat. They made up their own dinim. L'chumra, l'kula, everything was din. Everything was different. So the din is, when a person is a Tamei Meis, he has to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi from Paraduma water, and after Hazor Shlishi Shvi, then he can go to Mikvah and become Tohar. So the Tzedukim were of the opinion that the Yizah HaTohar ala Tamei, the Tohar, who is Mazed, the Paraduma water on me, on the Tamei, the Tohar, has to be Mu'ur of Shemesh. If he himself was Tomei, and he just went to Mikveh that he didn't yet experience Harav Shemesh, so he cannot be Mazeh on the Tomei. He's Atar Ala Tomei, has to be completely Tar. And we don't accept their opinion. We say that a Tvul Yoim may be Mazeh, Paraduma water, that's acceptable. Why? Because he's Atar, Tar Koldu. Where did the Chacham see in the Pasuk? He's Atar Koldu. So several of the Nefarshim say, because the word Tar is spelled Chasavov, Tesei Reish. And that's also from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam. When you have a word that's sometimes spelled Mala, sometimes spelled Chasa, so you have to figure out how come here it's spelled Mala, here it's spelled Chasa. The word Naira is something very often spelled in Tanakh Nunayin Resh, and sometimes spelled Nunayin Resh Hey. So the Gemara makes a difference. The Gemara in Ksubis has a difference. Naira Chasa Hey includes even Aktana sometimes. Aktana is an incomplete Naira. She's not yet a Naira. Naira Mala is a real Naira. 12 years old, but a Naira, Nun Ayresh, sometimes includes a Ktana. So the word Tohor is usually spelled Mole, and here he's Atar Alatam, is spelled Choser. You have a lot of drushes like that are based on Mole and Choser. So Bizman Baisheni, this was a big issue. So the Mishnah says, Mitaiman Hoyu Hakoin Hasoir Vesapora. Whenever, every 150 years or so, when they had to make a new Paraduma, usually had enough ashes from the first Paraduma to last for 100 years, 200 years. But when they needed a new Paraduma, so they would be, on purpose, they would be mitami the Kain Hasorif HaSapora. They would make them into a Tvul Yom, and Bedavka be makbid to use a Tvul Yom to make to burn the Paraduma to demonstrate Lahoisim Elib Mishalat Zdukim, that the Zdukim are wrong. You don't even hold from their Chumras, not only we don't hold from their Kulas, the Chumras Advar Metelim, it doesn't mean anything. So we are Mako to be mitami the Kohen Hasarif HaSapar, to demonstrate that the halacha is against the tzedukim. So Rashi explains in the beginning of the second parak in Sukkah that somebody, the onlooker, will get the impression that anything goes. You mitami the Kohen Hasarif HaSapar, you tell him go to mikveh, dafke, to do, to be meko. So people may mistakenly think that everything goes by part of them. You don't have to be so medactic about ta'ara. So that's why Rashi explains, that's why, in order to offset this mistaken impression, so they introduced unbelievable chumers in Paraduma. So that whenever there would be years before they'd be interested in making a Paraduma, they would ask them volunteers. We need a few pregnant women who are prepared to give birth to their babies within a tiny area in Yerushalayim that we checked out, there's absolutely no tumas meis over there. So who's willing to give birth and to raise the child till he's 8 years old? And it may be that he'll never be used for the Paraduma purpose. And the kid can't walk out of this 4 square blocks area in Yerushalayim because this is absolutely tahor. So you had to have women who are little screwy. They had every year. They had women who volunteered to give birth. Maybe they paid the money. Okay, for money you can get anything. So maybe they paid the money to give birth and to raise their children in this tiny area, and then in the hope that maybe during their lifetime, once they already reach 8-9 years old, they can become a tamei balkeri. So they wouldn't use them already. They only want the children absolutely tahor. So that was one wild chumer that they introduced. And they raised these children, and most of the time, from every 100 children, maybe two would be used for paradum. Maybe one out of 100 would be used for paradum. Probably not at all. And then they had another chumer. In paradum, they only used kelim, klei glolim, klei adoma, klei avonim, that are not mekabma at all. So you can't even become tami if you try. What they have all the chumers for? So Rashi explains, because they were gunning out lahotzibili mishal adzdukim. They had to introduce the kula to show that tzdukim are wrong. So they had to be makel to be metam in the kind of surface apara to demonstrate that we don't hold from the chumris of the tzdukim, that they can't use a tfulyam to do the asiyas para aduma. So because they introduced the kula, so they had introduced chumris, unbelievable chumris, to offset the mistaken impression that people shouldn't think that anything goes. So that's why I think the Osameach and some of the Achronim right, that's why they introduced the Chumra of Maim Shein Lamsof, because the Tanoim felt compelled to be Mekel. Eid Echad is good by Agunas. Nikar Adin Eid Echad should be no good, because it's a double should be ever to say that the husband is not alive and the woman is allowed to remarry. So you really should require two Eid. So the Gemara says there were times when the Romans would let a person die from starvation in a dungeon, and you would be lucky, you'd be happy if there would be an Eid Echad who would be able to testify that the husband is dead and the wife is allowed to remarry. So the Tanoim wa Mekel, for whatever reason, the Tanoim wa Mekel Eid Echad is good. So they shouldn't convey the mistaken impression that Issa Lysinov is very light. Eid Echad is good, like Eid Echad Nem B'Yisur. It's not a Dom Shabbi ever. So they had to introduce Chumris to offset that Kula. So they introduced the Chumra Maim Shehen himself. So some of the Acharonim write, it was just the Chumra on the books. It never comes up l'maisa, because whenever it's a Maim Shein himself, there's always going to be a Trey Rube, or a Moshe is going to come up, all the people in concentration camps, that's like Maim Shein himself. We know that Rube, the Rube, everybody, there were certain concentration camps, but we know that no one survived. Others, we know there were survivors. So if you know there's a concentration camp, no one ever came out alive from that. There were certain camps, like death camps. So that should be like Maim Shein himself. That there should be a chumra mid the rabbanus. So Rabbi Moshe did away. Rabbi Moshe explained. He waved the magic wand. He wrote a tshuva. It doesn't apply. Every case of Maim Shana himself, they were always mekel. At the end of the day, you're always mekel for some reason or another. So it's on the books. There's such a chumra, a Maim Shana himself. But lemaisa, we're always mekel on that. So there, but Maim Shana himself, So there, the Achronim said you can rely on a shita sayachid, because. Let's say a woman is a young woman, she's only 25 years old, and the husband is missing, the husband drowned somewhere in a submarine, is in the army, and Maim Shein himself. You're going to tell the woman she can't remarry for the rest of her life. That's a Shasat Chagodl. But still, they made a Chumra Maim Shein himself. So that's what we say. If there's a Shita, if there's any minority Shita, so Kedaira Plainu, this Mechala B'Shasat Chag. Yeah, but that's when she's only an Aguna Midirabbanan. But if the woman is agunim and atoira, let's say the husband is here, he's alive and kicking, does want to give his wife a get. That's not an aguna on the level of deraisa. The woman is 100% eishes ish. You can't rely on a shita sayachid over there. When did these achrayim say you can rely on a shita sayachid like argemar kadai rab shimon lis mochalim b'shas hatchag? That's what they say. By maim she'en lam sof, they say like that, because you know and I know, we all know that the woman is dead. Whenever you have a case of an aguna. So the first thing the Rabbanim have to discuss, forget about the Gemaras. Is the guy alive or dead? See, we know he's dead. You know 100% the guy is dead. So once they make up their mind the guy is dead, so then you have to worry about the Gemara has a Chumra, Maim Shein Lamsof. So you have to figure out how to beat that Chumra, how to get around that Chumra. So getting around that Chumra, so that's what some Achronim say, you can even rely on a Shita Sayochid that's not accepted, Lalach, because it's such a big Shasat Chak. But if you're dealing with an issue deraisa, you can't say kedara plain alis mochal b'shas hatchak. The Taz wrote like that. There are a lot of Taz, and we don't accept. The Taz has a lot of times funny things. Shach always quotes boom boom boom. Shach always quotes Rishonim. Shachar was quotes from Shem. The Taz didn't have, hardly had any svar. Anyway, this is the Gemara. Kedai Rab Pleinu Lis Mocholu B'Shas Hatchat. And that Mishkan and Yankev is in the Sefer Kohelis Yankev and Daf Yud Aleph. He gives you a whole bunch of cases where we say it's considered a suffix called the one halacha. Sometimes the Shita Sayachid that we don't paskan like, we consider it a suffix called the one. And the Geta Arla B'Chutzlar, it's a Menegeta Avelus, a Menegeta other dinim, several other dinim as well. Then the next Gemara says, Rab Gamliel's children once came home from a wedding late at night. It was after Chanzos. They asked whether they should say Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, they were brought up by the father. They lived, they didn't stay in the dormitory. They brought up by the father. Avad Hashta Lo Shmielu Hoda Rab Gamliel. They didn't know what the father's opinion was. So they said, the Gemara says, Nahachi Kamilei. They asked the father, is the... You have a machlokes with the Chachamim. Pashu Pshat, the Gemara is against the Mishkan and saying, there never was a machlokes. Pashu Pshat, the Gemara, there is a machlokes. So they asked him, you have a machlokes with the Chachamim. Chachamim say, Ad Chatzos. Today, is it a real fundamental machlokes on the level of the Raisa? The Chachamim hold that Chatzos, after Chatzos, no longer is Manshchiva, just like Reb Lezer holds, that after Shlish HaLaila, after Shmur HaRishayna, is no longer is Manshchiva. People are not going to sleep after the first third of the night. So maybe the Chacham hold after Chatzos, people are not going to sleep. Or should you say the Chacham only meant it midrabban? If it's only midrabbanon, so then so that's what he said. The Chacham only meant it midrabbanon. And if it's a din derabbanon, then it's suffik derabbanon lekulam. Shasat chak he can be lied. Either like that, or he saw the way the Mishkan Yang says, then that was a machlokes. But that was what they were asking. They knew the father's opinion, but they didn't know whether the Chachamim really disagree fundamentally, and then the din is not like their father, halacha kerabim, or it's only an issue of the rabbanim. So he said it's only the rabbanim. Fine. Then the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. Mishnah says there are certain mitzvahs that are really mitzvahs and call alayla. Hekta chalam abar mitzvahs han shiala mudah shach all night long. There's no din of chatzos. Hanacholam liyamechod. That's chatzos and oshem. Mitzvos and natchiala mura shachar. And it's only midrabbanon k'dei lahachik sodom and aveira. They shouldn't eat the chatzos and the oshem. Karim should not eat the chatzos and the oshem after chatzos halayla. The Mishnah did not mention achilas korban pesach. And the Braisa does mention achilas korban pesach is another example of the same din. Menatari can eat the korban pesach all night long. And it's only midrabbanon that you're not allowed to eat it after chatzos. So the Gemara says, it seems to be a machlokes hatanaim, whether the din that you have to finish eating Karban Pesach b'chatzos is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan. The Gemara says, yes, it is a machlokes hatanaim. Machlokes are Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Loza ben Azari. Rabbi Akiva holds chatzos is only midrabbanan, k'dei lahachik k'sodom min aveira. And Rabbi Loza ben Azari holds no chatzos is a din d'oraisa. How does it come off chatzos a din d'oraisa? Where does it say? There's no pasuk. How can it be a din d'oraisa? Because as we achlos habasar, Balayla hazeh, and by Makkas Becharetz, it says, Bavat Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Balayla hazeh, v'ikesi kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim. And Makkas Becharetz, it was at the exact second of Chatzos. So since the phrase Balayla hazeh has the connotation of Chatzos with respect to Makkas Becharetz, so when it says, V'achlos habasa Balayla hazeh, also has the connotation of Chatzos. You have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. And Rebbe Kiva says, no, Balayla hazeh means all night long. It doesn't have the same connotation as Makkas Becharetz. The Avnei Nezer has a famous chiddush on this Gemara, very difficult, very questionable chiddush. He poses a question. Makkas Becharetz is at the split second of Chatzos, so it's not the same here. You don't have to eat the Korban Pesach at the split second of Chatzos. You have to eat by the first half of the night, so it's not the same. This is Makkas Becharetz at Chatzos, and that's by Chatzos. They're two different things. He comes up with a Chiddush, a very questionable Chiddush. He says, when you eat the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, you're not Yotze till it comes midnight. If the guy eats the Korban Pesach and he drops dead before Chatzos, he's not Yotze anything. So how does he say, Brocha al Achilas HaPesach, he may die before Chatzos? No, he's healthy. He doesn't plan to have a heart attack, so he thinks he's going to survive till Chatzos. Okay. Let's say the doctors predict they may die any minute, so then the doctor shouldn't say a bracha. Rav Nezer comes up with this chiddush that when you eat the Korban Pesach by chatzos, you're not yotze when you eat it. You're only yotze when it comes chatzos and you have eaten it. So it's taka balayla. That means literally at the moment of chatzos he has eaten Korban Pesach. So he gives. Rav Nezer was a genius. Everything, all of his tshuvas are always with charifas. He doesn't have anything that's bland. Everything is always with charifas. He had the biggest Balik Yishreinus in Poland, learned by him. They describe after the Second World War, they describe what it was like learning his yeshiva. So they write the Dam Chakras, they had breakfast, and then he started giving a shiur at 10 o'clock in the morning till around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He went straight, then he said the Gemara, and they started shooting kasha. They knew shas. Each one knew shot a kasha from here and there. He worked out all the terutzim, and he worked out everything else, and then they were all working on it together. Had the 50 biggest Balik Yishreinus in Poland learned by him. So everything by him is with charifas. So he has a charifas. He said there's a Mishnah in the end of Psochim. You're not allowed to eat anything. You're not allowed to eat dessert after the Korban Pesach. They should hate Tom Pesach the thief. The Korban Pesach should be, you should still taste the flavor of the Korban Pesach. Now, what do you need to eat Tom Pesach the thief? So he wants to say it's like a din d'oraisa. Come on. Everybody knows only with the Rabbanim. So he wants to say it's like a din d'oraisa. Why? Because it's a din of kolsa kinyonai. What's kolsa kinyonai? Woo! Kolsa kinyonai. If I make a kinyon hakbor, let's say I want to sell you a gemara. So you make a kinyon hakbor, but I need the gemara till June. So I'm makna the gemara to you as of July 1st. So you make a hakbor today, but I need it the whole year. So it's yours starting from July 1st. So the Gemara says, or you make a Meshicha. The Gemara says in Ksuba, it's Kolsa Kinyona. If you make a Meshicha, make a Hakbo, and you're not kind of right away, you have a postponed Chaloi, so it can't be Chal. Because the Kinyon evaporated into thin air. Most of the Rishonim assume the same is true regarding Kinyon Chalipin also. If you make a Kinyon Chalipin on something, and you want to postpone the Chalos till later, that's no good. So which Kinyonim do work with the postponed Chalos? Kesef is good, and Shtar is good. So shtar is only good. The Mishnah says Mishnah Gitna, Mishnah Kiddushin. The same Mishnah appears twice. Man is mekadosh anisha b'shtar. Man gives a get to his wife b'shtar, and he says he wants the get of the shtar kiddushin to be chal in another 30 days lach alamid yom, and the shtar is nisraf or ovat. The shtar is lost. The shtar is burnt before it comes the yom lamid alam. So the Mishnah says the kinyan doesn't take effect. Kol se kinyana. The kinyan evaporated into thin air. By the time it's supposed to be chal, it's not here anymore. Kolsa kinyona. If the shtar is still present, if the person's still holding on to the shtar, so then it's not kolsa kinyona. Then the shtar will be kainim when it comes to yom lamanal. But if he lost the shtar, ovad, or nisraf, so then it's kolsa kinyona. Yeah, so if the person kolsa kinyona, and kesef, the Gemara said, let's say a man is mekadosh and isha with candy. And he says, but she's still in college. And he's still in college, whatever. They say, I want the Kiddushin to be chal day after graduation. And she eats up all the chocolates before the graduation date. So the Gemara says, Safin and Sachla Mos, even if he's Mekadosh with money, and she spends all the money before it comes the Yom Lamed Aleph, the Kiddushin is good. Why? So the Ran says, in principle, we hold there's a din of Kolsa Kinyona. And that applies to Chalipin, and applies to Hagbon, applies to Meshicha, applies to Chazoket. Applies to all kinyanim. You can't make a kinyan lach alamin. The only two exceptions to the rule that you're not worried about kolsa kinyanim is shtar if the person is holding on to the shtar. If the shtar is nisraf or nevad, it's also kolsa kinyanim. And kesev is not kolsa kinyanim because if the kiddushin will fall through for some reason or another, someone's going to back out, she'll have to return all of the kesev. And even if she ate up all the chocolates, she ate up all the candy, so she'll have to reimburse him. She'll have to give him back the value of all the chocolates that he gave him. So that's what the Ran explained. That's why kesef is never called a kinyon, because in the event that the kinyon falls through, the kiddushin falls through for some reason or another, she's going to have to give back all the money. The Nesivus points that the Rambam has a totally different sheet in called a kinyon. It starts, the Rambam holds that chalipin is good lach alamed. And the Ran and the Dorim attacks the Rambam. So there's a long kesef Mishnah, quotes the Ran and the Dorim. Obviously, the Rambam has a totally different shita about kolsa kinyonim. But this is the way we usually assume. So the Aben Ezer holds that this concept of kolsa kinyonai is not restricted only with respect to kinyonim. He says it works in other cases also. Take, for example, a ger who wants to convert. Abden Ezer is another tshuva. A ger wants to convert, so to say that dvarme, it's a man. So you have to first have a bris milah, and then you have the tefillah and the mikveh afterwards. What if you reverse the order? What if you have first the tefillah and the mikveh, then you have the milah? So it's a machlekes in the Rishonim, whether the geris is chalanak. We partner Shachan, Yeridei Paskin, that it's a sfeika d'dina. You have to do over the tefillah and the mikveh misafek. We had a student in the yeshiva. I told the story. We had a student in the yeshiva. This was a maisa 40 years ago. So the student was a ger, and he was already converted twice. First he was converted by a conservative, and then he realized that conservative is a fraud. So then he was converted by Chabad in Honolulu. So a week before his wedding, so the Rebbe, Rabbi Fulda, he's still teaching yeshiva, Rabbi Fulda was going to be Masada Kiddushin. So he asked him, tell me exactly, how did they do the geiris? So he said, they first took him to the mikveh, and then they did a bris milah on him. So he said, shaloi kedin. First he's supposed to do the bris milah, then you go to the mikveh afterwards. And the Shah says, halacha ma'itz, it's a sfeika d'dina, you have to go to the mikveh again, b'li brocha, misafik. So you had to convert the third time. He already converted twice before, once by the conservatives and once by the Lubavitch. Then he had to convert a third time before his wedding. So why should that be so? What's the difference? We do the milah first or the tefillah first? What's the difference? You have to have both. So the Abnei Nez explains, why should it be? Why should there be an opinion in Rishon that it makes a difference? That if you have the milah first and the tefillah second, that is acceptable, even though he's not Jewish. The conversion is not chal when you have just the milah. And if you have first the tefillah and then the milah, it's not good at all. Why is there such an opinion? There were choshes for that. So the Abnei Nez explains, because there's an issue of kol sekinyana. He extends it. He says it not only applies to kinyonim. It applies whenever you're making a maisa and it doesn't make a halois right away, has a delayed reaction. So then it's an issue of kol sekinyana. So he says, if the ger, the candidate for conversion, is going to go to the mikveh first, and the mikveh absolutely accomplishes nothing right now, he's still a goy gomer, 100% goy. It's not that he's 50% Jewish. He's a goy gomer after going to the mikveh. Then he's going to have the milah later. So the tefillah was not accomplishing. The tefillah in the mikveh didn't accomplish anything b'shaito. I'm going to say the tefillah that he did last year is going to help today. He's going to do the milah. Tefillah from last year is going to make him Jewish today. How can there be a delayed reaction on the tefillah in the mikveh? But if you have it the reverse order, first you have the milah. So the Gemara says in the first daf in Perikah Orel in Yevamos, if a non-Jew does a milah, the Shem Geirus, it already has an effect. He's not considered an Orel. He's still a guy, but he's not considered an Orel with respect to eating Karban Pesach. You have two psukim, one pasuk called Orel Le'echol Bo, one pasuk called Benechol Le'echol Bo. So what do you need a pasuk called Benechol? A guy can eat Karban Pesach. Every guy is considered al pidin an Orel. So the Gemara, even a guy who had a circumcision is also considered an oral. The Gemara says it doesn't cover all the cases. If a guy had a circumcision for the sake of geirus, so the Gemara says the first omid base in Perikah Oral, the first daf, the first omid base. If a guy had a milah, the shame geirus, he's no longer considered an oral. But he's still a benecha, he's still a guy, so he can't eat in the korban pesach. So that's what the Abnei Nezer says. If you first do the milah, then you do the tefillah. You can't say nothing was chal when you did the milah. The goy is no longer considered an oral. Something was chal b'shaito. So then later on, when you're going to do the tefillah in the mikveh, the tefillah will make him into a ger. But if you're going to first do the tefillah accomplishes absolutely nothing b'shaito. Zero. Nothing. And then you're going to do the milah later. So you're going to say that a year later when he does the milah, so the tefillah that he did last year is going to make him Jewish now with a delayed reaction. So he says that it's kol sekinyan. Kol sekinyan is not good. So that's what he raises the issue over here. He says a chiddush that makas b'char is vavayt be'eretzam b'layla zeh was at the split second of chatzos. So you're only out to the korban pesach if you eat it at the split second. That's impossible. So the answer is if you ate the korban pesach before and you drop dead before chatzos alayla, you're not yotze. But if you're alive and you have eaten korban pesach before chatzos, when it comes chatzos, you're yotze. So isn't that kol sekinyan? But I ate the korban pesach at 11 o'clock. And then when the clock strikes 12, then I'm yotze the mitzvah. So it's an issue of kol sekinyan. So you need that it should be tam pesach b'fiv. If it's tam pesach b'fiv, then it's not kol sekinyan. He explains it as if it's a din d'oraisa. How can it be? explained that's the reason. That's the reason why Eim Avterinach Pesach Afikayman Kidei Shehei Tam Pesach Afikayman Poshim Pshat. It is. It's a din of Chavivus Hamitzvah Midrabbanan to show Chavivus Hamitzvah. You want to go to sleep instead of brushing your teeth with toothpaste on Pesach night. You go to sleep with the flavor of the Korban Pesach in your mouth. So he says no. After the Seder is all over, you can brush your teeth. You can eat. You can eat whatever you want. He says the whole din that you're not allowed to eat, Eim Avterinach Pesach Afikayman, not to go to sleep with the flavor. When it comes Chatzos, when it comes, if you hold that the din of Chatzos is a din deraisa, if you hold the din of Chatzos is only midrabbanan, so when you eat the Korban Pesach, you yotze right away. You don't say it's not yotze until it comes Chatzos. So then you say the whole din of Eim Avterinach Pesach Afikayman is Chavivus HaMitzvah, Kadei Sheyei Tam Pesach B'Fiv. But if Yol Chatzos is a din deraisa, then he's pushing as if the din of Eim Avterinach Pesach Afikayman is a din deraisa, that it shouldn't be a violation of Kol Sekinyona. He ate the Korban Pesach at 11 o'clock. He's not Yetzir till 12 o'clock. But what's the connection? So you need, because Kadei Sheyei Tam Pesach B'Fiv, it's still Rishum Anika. It's still a Hemshech from the Korban Pesach. So that's why he has that famous chiddush that people say over, but it doesn't make any sense. They say the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. I don't think Rab Chaim ever said it. Rav Nenezer says it, but I don't think it makes any sense. Why should Rab Chaim come up with such a wild idea? Apoilush is he's a genius. He came up with this. So he said, it's a machloikus. How do we paskin? Whether we Tosis has 2 days. Whether you paskin Chatzos is a din deraisa, din derabbanan. So let's say you're running late. Let's say, until you started the Seder, it's very late. So, and the Gemara says, if Chatzos is a din deraisa, it applies to Matzah also. It applies to Bizman Azef. Chatzos is only the Rabbanan, that only applies to Korban Pesach, and it doesn't apply to Matzah. If Chatzos is a din deraisa, so Matzah is hukish to Korban Pesach. Matzah you have to eat before Chatzos. So let's say it's already 5 minutes before Chatzos. You won't be able to eat a whole meal. So the Avnei Nezer has this famous chiddush. You eat the matzah, and you have a mind, if the din is that Chatzos is the rice, this should be the afikoymen, and I'm yotze with this. And then you wait 10 minutes till after Chatzos. Now it's already after this month. So if Chatzos is the rice, I want this to be the afikoymen. But the Eim Avterinach Acha, you're not allowed to eat anything after the afikoymen means till Chatzos. After Chatzos, you can eat all you want. The whole reason is because it shouldn't be kolse kinyanai. When it comes Chatzos, how can it be Yotze the mitzvah of matzah if he doesn't have tam matzah b'fiv? So if it came Chatzos and he still has a tam matzah b'fiv, then he can eat the rest of the meal later on. The whole Tanai is wild. He made up a whole new din. How can you say like that? Eim Avterinach Pesach Afikayman, Eim Avterinach Matzah Afikayman. That the whole din is Kedei Shehei Tam Pesach and tam matzah b'fiv at the moment of Chatzos. That's not the Pashpah Gemara. It's only because of Chaviv is a mitzvah. Not because you need, there should be Rishum and Nika because of Kol Sekinyona. Yeah?
For those, for the Rav Chaim that learned you can't do a Tanai and a mitzvah, that's not either
Shlichus,
so that's another issue?
Sure, that's a question. Can you ever make a Tanai and mitzvah? So Rav Chaim points out in Shulchan Aruch and says that you can make a Tanai mitzvah. So yes, the Kasha, how can it be? So he gives some kind of an answer there, but it says that you can make a Tanai and mitzvah. So this is wild. To eat afikayman ala Tanai, that if the din is that Chatzos is deraisa, so then after Chatzos you're allowed to eat all you want. The whole thing is wild. The Pashtus is that it's not correct. Anyway, this is the machlokes of Blaz Man HaZayin Rebbe Akiva. Blaz Man HaZayin holds Balayla HaZeh has the connotation of Chatzos. There, by Velvate Ratzon Balayla HaZeh means that the split second of Chatzos. Here by Korban Pesach means up until Chatzos. It's not the same. The charifus of the Ananeza is a little too much charifus. Pashtus is that there's no issue of kol sekinyon. Chatzos is the gzera shava. Doesn't, it's not the same. Not the same. Yeah. Tosfos here is bothered with a starke kasha. It says, lo sesir men ad boiker. Right. The bottom Tosfos, Tesam and Aleph. Ibra Maschai Blozman is not. He quotes Shmos chapter Yud Beis. Says lo sesir men ad boiker. How can he say that Chatzos is a din derais? So Tosfos answers it, but they don't explain the answer too well. They don't explain the answer. In order to understand the answer, you have to know there's a Gemara in Zvachim, in Perek Ezer Mekoyman. The end of Perek Ezer Mekoyman. The din is at kochim kalim. If someone brings a shlomim today, shlomim is nechal. The Gemara calls shlomim is nechal shnei yamim v'layla echad. Let's say today's Sunday, Gedalia, you can't eat. Okay, let's say a different day. So a person brings a korban today, so he can eat today, tonight, and tomorrow till shkiyin. That's shnei yamim v'layla echad. So we know the pasuk says Vayyere Vayyvoker Yom Echad Vayyere Vayyvoker Yom Sheni. So we know that according to Jewish law, the days begin with Vayyere Vayyvoker. That's called Hayom Halach Achar Alayla. Shabbos begins at sundown. Yom Kippur begins at sundown. Rosh Hashanah, all the holidays, everything begins at sundown. And Bekotchim, the Gemara says in Masech Schum, Bekotchim Gemara says it's the reverse. So if someone brings a chatos or an ashim today, it's nechal yom v'layla. Why yom v'layla? Because halayla halach achrayim, and that's called one day. So the question is, how do you understand the institution of a shlomim that you eat it shnei yomim v'layla echad? You eat it today, tonight, then tomorrow, and you don't eat it the night after. But if it's halayla halach achrayim, Baharai from Chatas and Hashem, halal halacha chayim, so it's nechal yom echad, so kochim kalim, ashlamim, is nechal shnei yomim, a toida is nechal yom balayla. Why yom balayla? Because halal halacha chayim, in kochim, halal halacha chayim. So how do you understand this story over here by the shlamim? Shlamim is nechal shnei yomim balayla echad. What about the night following the second day? Why isn't the shlamim nechal the night farm? So that's the pasuk, farfam. It's the pasuk. So the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim, chiske and Rabbi Yechon, at the end of Perk Ezel Mekoyman. What if he left over, what if he didn't eat the shlamim tomorrow afternoon? He brings the shlamim today. He can eat today, tonight, and tomorrow till shkia. He eats it tomorrow night, after the shkia, after Tzeisa Kohav. If you eat noisar, you chayv koris. So does the shlamim become nicer tomorrow night? After this man is up. Chutz lizmanai. And let's say if you shech the korban and you intend to eat it, chutz lizmanai. So it becomes pigul. And if you eat it even toch zmanai, you chayv koris. So chishiv le'ochloi le'or shlishi. He brings a shlamim today. He plans to eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow is Yad Yom Sheni. And he plans to eat it tomorrow night. That's Orli Yom Shlishi. Orli Yom Shlishi. Monday night, Tuesday is Shlishi, the third day of the week. Plans to eat it Orli Yom Shlishi. So do you say, Halayla Halach Achrayom? So it's not Pigul. And if you eat it tomorrow night, you're not Chayv Koris because of Noisar. It's still the Zman of the Korban, but you're not Yotze the Mitzvah then. You're not allowed to eat it then. Because there's, even though the theoretical Zman of the Korban should really include today, tonight, and tomorrow night, but that's Xeris HaKos, you have to finish eating it by the Shkia tomorrow. But if you leave it over till tomorrow night, it won't be Koris, and when you shecht it today, you intend to eat it tomorrow night, it won't be Pigal either. Or do you say, no, you eat it tomorrow night, it's nicer. And if you shecht it today, intending to eat it tomorrow night, it'll be Pigal. So that's a Machloikis in the Gemara. So there is such a thing. We say every korban has a zman. And even if you know what the zman of the korban is, could be that the zman achila is not the whole zman of the korban. Could be that tomorrow night, as far as a korban shlamim is concerned, it's still the zman of the korban. If you leave over the korban shlamim till tomorrow night, it won't yet be noiser. And chishiv la'ochla, if you shecht it today intending to eat it tomorrow night, it won't be pigul, because that's tomorrow night is still the zman of the korban, because in kochim halal halach achrayim. But the zman achila is only shnei yamim v'layla echad. The zman achila is up, but it's still not the zman of the korban is not yet up. So that's what Tosis sounds like. They're saying a chiddush within Rav Lozer and Azariah. You can't eat the korban pesach after chatzos, but it's not yet nicer till it comes the morning. Theoretically, it's still the zman of the korban. The zman of the korban is yom v'layla, all night long. Let's say bayom. Let's say today would be yudal nisan. You bring the korban pesach today. You're not allowed to eat it bayom. Normally a korban, you eat it bayom or balayla, yom v'layla. So here there's a gzeres hakas, v'achlas habasa, balayla zeh, balayla velo bayom. The Gemara says, if you eat korban pesach bayom, you're oiva be'esi. It's a din deraisi, you're oiva be'esi. It's not right. The zman of the korban is yom balayla, okay. Let's say, he'll shech the korban pesach, erev pesach in the afternoon, intending to eat the korban pesach today, an hour after he shechts it. He plans to boil it. He didn't know he's supposed to wait till the night time. He thought you eat it on erev pesach. And then he finds out later. So the din is, it won't become pigul. If he intends to eat it, chutz l'zmane, after the zman of the korban is up, then it's pigul. The zman of the korban is not up yet. The theoretical zman of the korban pesach is yom v'laylo. But you can't not yet say the mitzvah of korban pesach, if you eat it by yom. V'achlas abasa b'layla b'layla v'la b'yom. It's an iser esrei. The same thing, let's say you eat it after chatzos. Let's say, kain kar blozim and azariah, eat the korban pesach after chatzos. So the Yosameach has in a safe on the Rambam, he writes, BLC, when he was younger, he used to think that according to Rabbi Lozem and Azar, you have to finish eating Korban Pesach by Chatzos to be out to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Well, let's say, everybody ate a kazayis of Korban Pesach before Chatzos, they were all Yotze, then have a whole table full of Korban Pesach left that they didn't eat. So he thinks he can eat, Bialdusa, he thought that you can eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos also. Yotze b'toras hachilas kachim kalim. A korban pesach is a kachim kalim. So you can't be yotze the mitzvah of korban pesach if you eat it after chatzos. If you have to make sure you eat it kazayis before chatzos, but there's no avera to eat the rest of the korban after chatzos. You eat it b'toras korban kachim kalim, b'toras shlamin, not b'toras korban pesach. Then he says he got a little older, he got a little more mature, and he chazed the mesichta a couple of dozen times more. And he found the Gemara Dafayin, no, that you're not allowed to eat it. It's a svar that is nicer. Matamis hayadayim after chatzos. Why is that? You're not allowed to eat the korban pesach after chatzos. According to Rabbi Lozman, is like, why? That's a gzeres hakasil biachlas habasa balayla zeh balayla velo bayom. You can't eat korban pesach bayom because you're not allowed to eat it b'toras kachim kalim. You can only eat it b'toras korban pesach. So to eat it after chatzos also, you can't eat it b'toras kachim kalim. You can only eat it b'toras korban pesach. So it's an isa deraisa. But it's not nicer. He doesn't think that it's nicer. If you eat korban pesach after chatzos, according to Rabbi Lozman Azariah, that's what it says. It says, l'sasim men abayker. It doesn't become nicer until it comes the morning, because kachim halal halach achrayim, the night following, the night of Leil Tesvav, is halal halach achrayim, and that's still the zman of the korban pesach until the morning, till alos hashachar. You're not yotze korban pesach then if you eat it after chatzos. And then b'ziknusa he came to the realization that it is an isa deraisa to eat it because of this pasuk v'achlas habasa balayla. You're only allowed to eat korban pesach b'toras korban pesach. You're not allowed to eat it b'toras kachim kalim. This will happen afkemina. Rav Soloveitchik printed a shtickle Torah like this. They attribute this Dvar Torah to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. That there's a Tosefta, the official, we have in the back of every Mesichta, they have all the Toseftas that are relevant to that Mesichta. So they have a better edition of Tosefta, supposed to be the more correct edition, the Tzukah Mandel edition. So they have in Tzukah Mandel's edition of the Tosefta, they have that a Moisa Pesach is Korev Shlomim. Pesach B'Shai Moisa Hashan is Korev Shlomim. Let's say someone designated the Korban Pesach, puts a tag on. This Korban Pesach belongs to the Shechter, and the following 15 people are going to eat the Korban Pesach. Then the animal got lost. Erev Pesach in the afternoon, the animal got lost. He had to buy himself another behemoth. So he bought a different Korban Pesach. Then he finds it. What does he do with it? Going to save it till next year. Next year it'll be Pesach Shav or Shnasa. Korban Pesach has to be before the first birthday. After the first birthday, it's already no good. So you have to be, you can't save it till next year. And nobody needs a Pesach Sheni. Nobody needs a Pesach Sheni. This was for this old group. We don't need a Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says that's called Maisa Pesach. Or let's say you set aside $1,000 to bring a Korban Pesach. He comes to Yerushalayim. He succeeds in buying Korban Pesach for $500. And what does he do? He has $500 left over. That's also Maisa Pesach. A leftover money or leftover Korban Pesach. Leftover money or leftover Korban Pesach. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. Moisa Pesach, Korev Shlomim. If you have leftover money or leftover Korban, you bring it as a Korban Shlomim. So Shlomim usually is Nechel Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. But here it started off as a Korban Pesach. Either I set aside $1,000 or I set aside the Behemah as a Korban Pesach. So Korban Pesach would have only been Nechel Yom Valayla. So this Shlamim, even though it's a Shlamim, the Shlamim is only Nechel Yom Valayla. So the Shail is, and if you're all like Ablazim and Azariah, that you can only eat it until Chatzais. So what's over here? So that's what supposedly in the Tzukah Mandel edition of the Tosefta, that's supposed to be the more correct, the more accurate version. So he says that even if you hold like Rav Loza ben Azariah, that Chatzos is a din deraisa, and the Moshe Pesach has kor shlamim, you don't eat the shlamim mishnei yom v'layla. You only eat it yom v'layla. You can eat it yom v'layla min haTorah all night long. It's only midirabbanon that it's at Chatzos. You can eat it yom v'layla. Why? Because you're not eating it b'Torah's Korban Pesach. The din b'chlos habasa b'layla za b'layla below b'yom. And you can, the Yosemech B'Ziknus, came to the realization, you can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, according to Ablozma, I can't eat it at all. The Aldusa, he thought, you can eat it after Chatzos. He won't be Yotze Korban Pesach, he can eat it B'Torah Shlomim, he can eat it B'Torah Shkachim Kalim. Then he says, he realized that it's Keneged the Gemara. The Gemara said, a possibility that it should be considered Noisa when it comes Chatzos. Matamis Ayadayim, according to Ablozma, it should be Noisa Mam, so he's heated to you can't eat it b'Torah's Kachim Kam. You can only eat it b'Torah's Korban Pesach. But if you have a Moisa Pesach, and it's Korib Shlomim, you're not eating it b'Torah's Korban Pesach. You're eating it b'Torah Shlomim. But it has the same Zman restriction as the same Zman that Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach Zman is Yom V'Laylo, all night long. You can't eat it by Yom, because you're not Yotze Korban Pesach by Yom. You can't eat it after Chatzos, because you can't eat it b'Torah's Kachim Kalim. And you're not Yotze Korban Pesach after Chatzos. But this Moisa Pesach, you're eating in B'Torah Shlomim. You can eat it by Yom. And you would, Menatari, you can eat it after Chatzos. You can eat it Chatzos because of the Gzera Derabbanan. Kedei Lahachi Kusad Menaver. So that's what they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim. That corresponds. That's what the Mishkan HaSanger writes on this Tosus. And the Sefer Kohelos Yankiv, he writes like that. And that's the Moshal from there. So Leitchi gave the Moshal from that Gemara in Zvachim. We happen, I think, not to paskin like that. I think we paskin. You got to check there in the Zemekah. I think we paskin if you eat the shlamim early shlishi, you eat the shlamim. You bring the shlamim today, you eat it tomorrow night. I think we paskin that it is noisim. And if you shecht it today, intending to eat it tomorrow night, it does become pigel. I think we paskin the normal way. But the fact that there was another shita shows that there is such a possibility. That it's still the zman of the carbon, but it's not the zman achila. You're not yet in the midst of achila then. So by the carbon pesach also, the zman of the carbon is kol alay lo kula, even after chatzos. But you're not yet in the midst of the carbon pesach after chatzos. Yes, they're very fascinating gemara here. Machlek zabekiver ablozam ben azariah. Whether chatzos is a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. What's the bottom line? What's an afkemin aloch alamaisa? So the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Chof HaMebeis, here they give you all the cross references. Gemara Pesachim Kuf Chof HaMebeis says, and Afkamin Aloch HaMeis is, can you eat matzah b'zman hazeh after Chatzos? If the din of Chatzos is a din d'araisa, then there's a hekesh between matzah and Korban Pesach. A matzah simram yoch lu hu, you should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with matzah and mor. So if the zman achila is d'araisa, by Chatzos, you have to eat the Korban Pesach, you have to eat the matzah also by Chatzos. But if the whole zman of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only a gzera de rabbanon, kedei lahachik zod demaraver, said that only applies to the Korban Pesach. If you eat it after Alos Hashachar b'nisa kares, you're eating noiser. But if you eat matzah after Alos Hashachar, so you're not chayv kares. You didn't do an avera. You ate before davening. And you said a bracha levatol al achilas korban pesach. You said a bracha levatol. So we assume that bracha levatol is only Ashkenazim assume bracha levatol is only the rabbanon, and you don't make a gzeira for that. So again, so if you hold the chatzos, the gemara pesachim kuf chaf and mebe says what's an afkamin alach al amaisa? Whether chatzos is the raisa the rabbanon machloek is here ablos manazari abakiva afkamin malchab. What about to eat matzah bismanazeh after chatzos? So how do we talk a paskin? So Tosfos says not sure. This is said there is stiras because the Stam Mishnah and Zam Mekayman is like Rav Lozam and Azariah that Chatzos is deraisa because the Gemara points out the Mishnah has a double negative. A Pesach ein nechel ela at Chatzos. It's such a strong lashon. The Gemara says the Mashmos is that it's a din deraisa, not a din derabbanan. And the other Brisa says no, it's only a din derabbanan. So the Ma'averus, so Tosfos is not sure whether we should be passing like Ablozim and Azariah, or passing like the Chacham Nafkamin, where they can eat the matzah after Chantzos. Then the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, quotes the Ran on Megillah. That's one of the sources, Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph. Also, the Mishnah says that Kol Davish HaMitzvah Vayom Kosher Kol Hayom, Kol Davish HaMitzvah Vayom Kosher Kol Halayla. You can eat the Korban Pesach all night long. And it's only Kedel Hachik Kasodam and Avera. So they ran on that Gemara in Megillah, they ran on the Rif, and that Gemara Megillah says, according to Rab Lozman and Azariah, the Chatzos is a Din Daraisa by Korban Pesach, and it carries over to the Matzah, because of the Hekish, a Matzah Shemam Yochlu Hu, you should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with Matzah and Mara, then he says you should even finish Abakosis by Chatzos. So the Ramah quotes that. You should try to finish Abakosis by Chatzos. Yeah, the Gemara Bachelayim Hashkivenu on the fifth line from the top. Yeah, what does it mean you don't say Hashkivenu? So we had the Machlekes in the Rishonim, whether the Mishnah Berurah quotes Machlekes. You just leave out the first two lines in Hashkivenu, or you leave out the whole bracha. So that was the Machlekes, where the Hashkivenu is really, there were four Birchas Kriya Shema Balaila, two before and two after. Well, no, really, just like B'Shachris, there were three Birchas Kriya Shema, Ma'ariv is also the three Birchas Kriya Shema. Hashkivenu is a separate tefillah. Hashkivenu is not really part of the Birchas Kriya Shema. So then if it's not Zman Shechivah, so you leave out the whole bracha. And that's how we pass on the Shulchan, leave out the whole bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and not like the other opinion, just leave out the first three lines. And you start from the middle of the bracha. No, we hold you leave out the whole bracha. It's not really part of the Birchas Kriya Shema. And then we discussed, the Gemara said before, Hashkevenu is a Gula Arichta Damya. What does that mean? Does it really mean Gula Arichta? It means whatever the Chachamim want Misakin is not considered a Hepsik. So it's not a violation of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. So that was relevant also for Hashem Svasa Tiftach and Yil L'Rotz and Emrefi. The Gemara said, just like Hashkevenu is Gula Arichta, so Yil L'Rotz and Emrefi is Tfilah Arichta. So the Rashba had a Machloikis on that. With the Ravid, whether Tfilah Richta means it's an integral part of the Shemana Esrei, Hashem Svasa Tiftach, no, that's a pasuk that you say before you start davening Shemana Esrei. But it's not a hepsik, it's not a violation of Smichas Gula Tfilah, because whatever Kach Tikna Chacham, whatever the Chacham of Mesakin, is not considered a hepsik. That's the Rosh has like that. We discussed already. The Rosh has a Shaila. Not allowed to talk in between Shalyad and Shalrosh, but if the guy's in between Shalyad and Shalrosh, someone else is saying Kaddish. The saying Kedusha Bocha, you're allowed to answer. So some Rishonim said, yeah, you're allowed to answer. Whenever you answer Dovah Shibusha, it's not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek. That's where the Europeans got this shtick. Whenever you're not allowed to be mafsek, so they'll say something in Hebrew. They won't say it in Yiddish. Say it in Hebrew. Whenever you say it in Hebrew, it's a mitzvah. Talk Lashna Kodesh, a mitzvah, so that's not a hefsek. So the Rishonim say, Tesla says later, that's a joke. They says, whenever you're not allowed to be mafsek, you're not allowed to be mafsek in Hebrew either. Obviously, in the days of the Baliatesis, there was such a practice that the people spoke French or German, whatever country they lived in. And when it was in the middle of Bichas Kreshma, not allowed to talk, so they were talking Hebrew. That's a mock and mitzvah. So the Rosh says that's wrong. The Rosh says, not allowed to talk in between Shayan and Shayan, not allowed to talk in Hebrew either. But they brought a rai from Yaknahaz. He said, Yain Kiddush Ne'er Havdol Zman, and then you drink the wine. So he said, Kiddush Ne'er Havdol Zman. He said, four brachas in between the Barik Pagofen and the drinking. So why isn't that a hefsik? So he said, because a bracha is not a hefsik. So he says, no, kach tikno chachamim. Yak nahas is a takanas chacham. Hey mamru ve hey mamru. The chachamim were the ones who instituted that you have to say brachas anenin before you eat or drink anything. The chachamim instituted that by Yantav Shcholdeyes, when it's on Shabbos, you've got to say Kiddush, you've got to say Havdalah for Shabbos, and you've got to say Bar Me'arish, you've got to say all the different brachas. But if it's not Tikna Chachamim, then it would be a Hefs. Yeah, that's a Shaila. If a woman, a quote from Rabbi Sazan and Elza, there's a minik from the Shalot that women don't drink Havdalah. Women don't drink Havdalah. Why don't the women drink Havdalah? What is that all about? Kiddush usually give everybody a little bit of wine to drink. Why do you makbe that women shouldn't drink Havdalah? So they give a reason up to Kabbalah. So the Rabbi Zalman Meltzer gave a reason up to Nigla. I remember Rabbi Shneur Kotler once told me about that. That was his grandfather. Baron Kotler married the daughter of Rabbi Yisrael Zalman. So he once told me over the name of his grandfather. Atzi Pesach Frank quotes it also. He said, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim where the women are mechuyev and Abdallah not. So how does anybody drink the cup of Abdallah? He say, Yaim Besamim Ner Abdallah, Yavne. The Rosh Hashanah is Yaim Besamim Ner Abdallah. So Besamim Ner Abdallah is a hefsik between the Bar Pergofen and the drinking of the wine. So it's a hefsik. So the answer is, like the Rosh said, Kach Tikna Chachamim. But if women, there's a machlokes where the women are mechuyev and Abdallah. So according to those Rishonim, the women are not mechuyev and Abdallah. So if a woman is going to volunteer to say Abdullah, it'll be a hefsek. So the women should never drink Abdullah because they said, Amen. They're not going to drink the Abdullah wine right after the Bar Pergofen. They're going to drink it after Besamim there in Abdullah. So according to many Rishonim, the women are not mechuyev in any of this. Everything is a hefsek. Everything would be a hefsek. So that's why Alpi Nigla, that's the reason. This is Zalman's reason why the women shouldn't drink Abdullah. Rabbi Shneur Kotler told me this, but we're standing under the chuppah. One of the boys from the yeshiva got married. The boy had learned here in the Kollel. Then he went on to learn in Lakewood. And he married a girl from the Aguda circles. So all the kibbutzim was split 50-50. So the city kedushin, we don't split. So Shneur Kotler was Masada kedushin. Then he called up the two Edim. So I was one aide, and the other aide was from Borough Park. The other aide turned out he was there, but he knew he was a ganav. He didn't walk up. Because that week he was, his picture was printed in the New York Times on the first page. He was arrested for fraud. He was taking government money for his yeshiva. It was an honest ganef. And he was puzzled later, so he didn't want to walk up. And they kept on calling him up, he should come up. He didn't want to walk up. He knew he was a ganef. He was puzzled later, so they had to get someone else. He was standing under the chuppah, waiting. So Shneur Kotler told me, all shtickle Torah, under the chuppah, while we were waiting. So I printed it in his name. So he asked Akasha, how do we give a sip of wine to the kala under the chuppah? The Pischei Tshuva and Simen Mem. And Ebenezer quotes the Nerd of Yehuda has a suffix, whether the Bichas Erisin only goes on the chosin. The mitzvah to get married is only on the chosin. The women don't have a mitzvah period of year, so the Ramam and the Sefer mitzvah sounds like all the women don't have a mitzvah to get married either. So the Bichas Erisin maybe only goes on the chosin, doesn't go on the kala. So if it doesn't go for the kala, so if she answers amen after Karish HaVisal HaYidechupa V'Kiddushin, that should be a hefsek between the Bar Pergofen, the answering amen after the Bar Pergofen, the drinking of the wine. That was his kasha that he said under the chuppah. Yeah, what's the answer to the kasha? The answer is we don't paskin like the whole suffix in the Nadi Behud is irrelevant to halachal mice. Nadi Behud has a suffix within the Ramam Shita. The Ramah holds that the Bichas Erisin is really the Chosin's Brocha. It's a Bichas HaMitzvah that the Chosin's supposed to say. So Nadi Behud has a suffix, what if the Chosin is deaf? And the rabbi can't say the Brocha, but the Chosin is deaf. But the Kala is not deaf, because can the rabbi say the Brocha? To be mitzi the kala, or do you say no? The chosin has to say his own bichas erisin. He can't have someone else say it for him. So the whole suffix of the Nerdi Behuda by the cherish, by the deaf chosin, that's all on the assumption, like the Rambam, that the bichas erisin belongs to the chosin. Say as a suffix, does it go to the kala as well or only in the chosin? We don't paskin like that whole Rambam. We follow the Bali Atesis, that all of the people present are mechuyev in the bichas erisin. It's v'haraya. The Afik Eyam quotes Rabbi Simcha Zelig, who was the Dayan in Brisk by Rabbi Chaim. Simcha Zelig pointed out there used to be Masada Kedushin for Apikursim, for communists that didn't believe in God. They didn't believe in Kedushanet, Tzivano, Lakenu, Melchon, they didn't even anything. So what he's saying, a bracha for the Chassan, he doesn't believe. It's like Kavana Shalal Lotzis. So Rabbi Simcha Zelig said, it's okay, the bracha is the Tzibur is Mukhiv. We follow Shitas HaTaisen, not a Bichas HaMitzvah that belongs to the Chassan. So bichas shevach v'aydoya that the tzibur has to say. So we say the bracha goes on the chosin, kal goes on everybody, all the people who are there. It goes on the rabbi himself, says the bracha for himself, doesn't say the bracha for the chosin. Okay, we'll stop over here. Good. The davening of mincha 1:30 today. Okay, everyone's invited to come to mincha.
Says that you can say Ashkivim up until right before Alos, is that the, so what's the svara that you assume is that the